Well, we have another great show coming up at Capitol Music Club exactly a week from today. We got Dean James bringing the Burned It Down tour to Saskatoon. Capitol Music Club, again, next Thursday, April 24th. We've got Dean James on the phone right now. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys doing over there?
Oh, man, fantastic. We're kind of in the midst of the thaw. Where am I catching you right now?
You are catching me in the hotel room stairway. I'm just trying to get quiet. I got the whole band in my room right now. So at the moment, we are in Calgary right now. We're heading towards Lethbridge tonight to play the venue called The Slice in Lethbridge.
Oh, yes. Right on. So the tour's going well so far?
Yeah, it's going well. It's going great. Off to a good start. We did the first show in Edmonton at the Rig Hand Distillery, and that went really well. And next up is, yeah, like I said, Lethbridge. Last night we got to see Calgary. My drummer's from Calgary, so he got to kind of do a little homecoming at Cowboys last night. So it was, yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
That was a nice little full circle moment, hey?
Exactly.
Love that. You're touring for, of course, the single Burned It Down. You're coming to Saskatoon. There's probably going to be a few people at Capitol that have never heard your music before. So for them, what kind of a show are they in for?
Well, you're in for a lot of high energy, a lot of mix of you know, my original music, but a lot of different styles of covers. I grew up on traditional country music, so we love to incorporate that. And also, I love mixing the rock aspect of, you know, little edge to country music that I like to throw in too. So it's definitely a mix of upbeat and, you know, some down moments, but it's going to be high energy. It's going to be fun. And yeah, hope everybody likes it.
Well, yeah, and then stepping outside of your residency in Nashville to go on tour. So when are you back at Tootsie's?
Probably in a few months. I'm working on getting back there with a visa right now. With a lot of stuff going on down in the south, it's kind of it's iffy. So we're working on getting back there though.
How has it been, being there? Because I've heard, like, I've never been to Nashville myself, but I've just heard from everybody going, it's like one of the best experiences, and especially being there with a residency, you probably see some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a wild ride some nights, and it's very, very fun. I've learned so much from all the musicians that are down there on Broadway, and it kind of cut my teeth that way too, moving there originally about 10 years ago, and then kind of bumping back and forth here in the last few years. So yeah, no, there's a lot going on all at the same time, and it's country music capital of the world, and it's it's where I want to be.
Literally, man. Well, and it was sort of happenstance, just like all the right things lining up that led to that residency at Tootsie's, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's actually a really interesting story. I moved to Georgia to go to high school and finish high school and go to university. And then I went to a hockey game in Nashville for my dad's birthday, and ended up going to sing with one of the bands there. And they suggested that I work there because they let me sing I think I sang 10 songs that night, which they don't usually do that to random people in the crowd. So it was kind of cool. And then they said, hey, well, you should try out to work here. So I was like, okay. And then a week later I tried out, I got the job, and then a week after that I moved to Nashville. So
like, literally, when a musician goes to Nashville, you know, with hopes and dreams, like, you got basically exactly what you would hope for.
It was a wild, like, 2 weeks of my life where I just, hey, let's go see a Leaf game in Nashville. And then all of a sudden, you turn around and hey, why don't you sing here for your career? You know, why don't you, you know, I actually, like, dropped out of university and moved to Nashville. And I can finish school whenever, but I can't, you know, I can't sing and do my, like, live my dream, like you said, for forever. So I might as well, you know, bite the bullet and do it now.
Almost feels like you manifested that a little bit, because sometimes, like, things line up just a little bit too coincidentally well.
It definitely seemed like a bit of a fever dream. Yeah, just perfectly lined up, like you said. Yeah, I've been kind of living with that, like, you know, riding that lightning ever since. So
well, and you've been killing it, man, racking up millions of streams. Now you're going on a tour right across Canada. So you are going to be at the Capitol Music Club next Thursday, April 24th. You got Taya LaBelle and Brandon Scott. You're touring for Burned It Down. Like you said, people are in for a high energy show, and you've never been. Have you been to Saskatoon before?
I have been there once now because I just drove through it to get to here. But other than that, no.
Oh, man, you're in for a good time at the Capitol. It's a really fun room.
Really looking forward to it. I'm very excited.
We're looking forward to having you, and we're looking forward to meeting you and getting to know your music. Dean James, again, the Burned It Down tour, going to be here next Thursday at the Capitol. Buddy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat. Best of luck with the rest of the tour, and safe travels, hey?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.